Christian Science when I overheard someone say it was a religion about understanding God. My ears perked up at that idea because in my spiritual searching, I felt I hadn't found any other religion or philosophy that made understanding God its focus. At the same time, I was suffering with many physical problems, as well as with intense depression, and I was steeped in psychology. I believed God was good, but I didn't understand how I could have all these problems. I attended a Sunday morning church service at a Church of Christ Scientist. At first, I walked out thinking, there's nothing here. But almost immediately another thought came that sometimes what appears to work doesn't, like the years of help I'd sought. And sometimes what doesn't seem like it would work does, like the church service. When I got home, I found myself singing as I did chores. When my teenage daughter arrived home after being on an overnight with friends, she was very alarmed. She thought I was on drugs. I assured her I had not taken any kind of drug. I then wondered if my sudden joy had anything to do with the Christian Science church service. There was a second service at 5 p.m., which I attended, and I left even happier. I wanted to understand what was happening, and I found out about Christian Science practitioners. I was able to connect with one on Monday. She patiently answered all my questions. I particularly appreciated that she wouldn't act as a person going between me and God, but would help me discover my own direct relationship to God and learn the practicality of living the teachings of Christ Jesus. During our appointment the next day, I realized that after 10 years of searching for healing, trying holistic approaches, including homeopathy, psychic healers, Eastern religions, and taking over 30 vitamins a day, Christian Science was what I'd been searching for. It actually felt familiar, as if it explained what I already knew deep within. Christian Science confirmed that God is all good, and that God is not the author of mortal discords, as stated on page 231 in the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. I continued attending church services and became a member of a branch church, followed by mother church membership and Christian Science class instruction. I discovered I was healed of ailments I'd endured since childhood, symptoms of chronic weakness, fatigue, and pain associated with previously diagnosed iron deficiency, hypoglycemia, and thyroid imbalance disappeared. Intense menstrual cramps, digestive disorders, and frequent kidney and bladder infections were healed, never to return. However, the healing of reoccurring struggles with depression took more persistent prayer. I spent many hours in the Christian Science reading room and study, and one day I looked up the word depression in the dictionary. I remember one of the definitions was to press down as a depression in a street. The comforting thought came, what if the world is not pressing down on me, but I'm like a little seed pushing up to the light? I saw as God's idea, I was naturally attracted to the light. From that time forward, the image of the seed expressing its inherent strength has given me the spiritual authority. The bouts of intense depression completely ceased, and today, if any feelings of helplessness or sadness occur, they are quickly overturned. Christian Science has been a steady foundation to me ever since, and I've depended on Christian Science in every aspect of my life.